This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is February 20th, 2018, the Tuesday edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'll be in for Alex for the first 2 hours. Then in the second 2 hours after that, the third and fourth hours, it will be the one and only Milo Yiannopoulos. But we've got a ton of news to cover right now. Top of the agenda being the increasing polarization of America as the culture wars intensify. It's at fever pitch like never before. We have the top headline up on InfoWars.com right now, which is also on drudgereport.com. Kill the NRA sign appears on billboard in Louisville. Now, we saw the Facebook account last week, which, of course, this all brewed up after the school shooting in Florida. The Facebook account where they actively encouraged and incited people to go out and shoot Republicans as revenge for the Florida high school shooting. Now it's gone into high gear. We've got this kill the NRA sign appearing on a billboard in Louisville. Again, in response to last week's shooting, the billboard, which appears on Interstate 65, was an act of vandalism, according to the company that owns the billboard. So it wasn't an actual ad buy. They're saying they're taking it down. There's no sign it's actually being taken down. The words Resist 45 also appear on the site. So this was obviously put up by radicalized, insane, hyper-partisan, anti-Trump resistance members. And a spokeswoman for Outfront Media, the company that owns the billboard, said that it's being taken down. But Wave 3 News got the exclusive on this. And basically people are saying, once again, this is encouraging violence. Again, this is after the school shooting. They're actively calling on people to kill NRA members as a response to that shooting. After Facebook finally closed down this group, they removed the posts, as we highlighted last week, after our big story on it, which is also top of Drudge Report. They closed down the Facebook group of people openly inciting shooters, killers, crazed killers to copy James T. Hodgkinson, who, of course, was the shooter of Congressman Steve Scalise. They called on people to go out and get blood, get a revenge blood attack against NRA members, against Republicans in response to the shooting. What is going on in America? How hyper-partisan has the political environment become where this kind of thing is happening? Kill the NRA signs. This has been up since Friday. Hasn't even been taken down yet. It's Tuesday. It's 3-4 days later. It's still up there. No sign of it being taken down. This is the political climate that we're dealing with, that people can be allowed to do this, and there's basically going to be no backlash whatsoever. These are the times we're living in. This is an anti-Trump resistance message calling on people to kill NRA members in response to this school shooting. Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, we also have this story in a similar vein. Far left writer calls on black people to start barking at white people who, quote, speak out of turn. This is not The Onion. This is not a parody of far left social justice warriors. This is an actual call for black people, in the spirit of the movie Black Panther, in which this takes place, to bark at white people to make them shut up. How unhinged, how insane do you need to be to even entertain this? Now, obviously, the article is written tongue-in-cheek style, but it's a guy actually calling for this to happen. This is not a parody. He says, quote, "We're too infected with colonization and the myriad of residues and peripheral effects." He's talking about Wakanda. He's talking about Black Panther. He then goes on to actually encourage black people to silence white people, not just deplatform them, but silence them by barking at them. For example, if a woman's walking down an alleyway and she's passing, say, a gang of black people, she grabs her purse. This guy says that those black guys should just start literally barking at a woman in an alleyway. That's one of the examples he gives. if somebody's going in an elevator and they clutch their purse, they're also calling for people to bark at white people to shut them up, to put them in their place. Absolutely incredible hyper-partisan times. This is the kind of insanity we're dealing with. We'll be back after the break.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
You're live, it is The Alex Jones Show. I was talking about this article, which is up on Infowars.com as of a couple of hours ago. Headline, far left writer calls on black people to start barking at white people who speak out of turn. Now, this is in reference to the Black Panther movie, which is smashing all records, big hit at the box office, obviously, more power to them. Kind of ironic, given that it promotes literally an ethno-state with no immigration and zero refugees, but we'll get onto that in a second. This is a writer by the name of Damon Young at The Root, which is a massive far-left social justice warrior website. He's calling on black people to start barking at white people who, quote, speak out of turn. Now, let's read what he actually says in this article, because it has to be heard to be believed. He says, one thing that we can and definitely should start doing is what Mbakao and his K-Dog Jabari tribe did when encountering a problematic white dude who was speaking when there was no ask or need or purpose for the thoughts and opinions of problematic white dudes. That perennial woe. Bark. That's right, bark. He literally wants people to start barking at others to make them shut up. He says, not a purposeless bark. This isn't a shih tzu barking through the window at a squirrel. Instead, this would be an intentional bark, a targeted bark, an overpowering bark, a drowning bark, a Wakandian bark, a bark meant to communicate who told you that you can speak. When it's time for your words, we will let you know. And maybe that time will never come. That's right, shut up, bigot. How dare you have an opinion? How dare you speak? Because of your skin colour. We're literally going to bark at you because of your skin colour and tell you to shut up. But we're the anti-racists, okay? He continues, we'll see. Now just shut up and stand there. Maybe get on your phone and Google how not to be a colonizer. Whatever you do, I want to hear you not speaking. So he's literally in an article telling white people to shut up because of their skin colour. And this is a website that postures itself as an anti-racist website, okay? Coming out with the most virulent, vile racism you can imagine. And yeah, of course, some of it's tongue-in-cheek. But he's serious. He's serious with this. He goes on to advocate, listen to this, opening a school of Wakandan white silencing while providing several examples of when white people should be barked at. This is inexcusable behavior on behalf of white people, and this deserves being barked at. Like they're literally being deplatformed because of their skin color, which is what he's advocating. He says, a wayward white hand reaches for your hair. Woof, woof, woof. Now, of course, he's talking about this whole meme amongst the far left, which is, oh, white people always want to touch black people's hair. I mean, that happens with anyone who gets any kind of funky hairstyle, whether they're black or white. Oh, by the way, if you're white, you can't have dreadlocks either. That's racist. That's cultural appropriation. So he says, if a white person tries to touch a black person in any way, they should be barked at. He gives another example. A group of white people huddled on a sidewalk refuse to step aside when you attempt to walk past them. Woof, woof, woof. A purse is clutched when you walk on an elevator. Woof, woof, woof. So if a young lady on her own gets into an enclosed space with a group of guys She should be barked at. She should be intimidated again because she's white. These are the anti-racists speaking, by the way. He continues, if they're going to act scared, you might as well give them a reason to be. So he's openly advocating scaring and intimidating women in enclosed spaces. Oh, but they're the anti-sexist, they're the anti-racist, okay. So again, I continue in this article, despite its tongue-in-cheek nature, the article is yet another example of how identity politics-obsessed progressives are using the Black Panther movie to stoke more racism and more division amongst Americans. Which, of course, has now kicked into high gear. We had the first black president, race relations worse than ever, and these people are exacerbating the problem. Because people on the far right are exacerbating the problem as well. They both need each other. That's why the media gives the alt-right and the far-right so much attention, because they need each other to continue fanning the flames of this hysteria, this division. The irony of this, of course, is pretty stunning, given that Wakanda, the fictional East African nation in which Black Panther is set, bears all the hallmarks of an alt-right utopia. There's actually a meme that I posted on Twitter where it shows all the characteristics, all the traits of Wakanda, this fictional East African country. Wakanda is anti-immigration, isolationist, pro-wall. It's literally surrounded by walls to protect it. It has strict trade restrictions. It's anti-diversity. It's ethno-nationalist. It's anti-refugee. And it's anti-democracy. In fact, they literally have a quote in the Black Panther movie which says, quote, refugees bring their problems with them. That's how they explain the fact that they're not going to allow any immigration. So by any score, Black Panther and Wakanda is an alt-right dream. If you want to really boil it down to its core characteristics, you know, the alt-right, the far-right, the racist Trump supporters should love this movie because it's this, basically everything they advocate. It takes it to the extreme. And yet this movie has been used again for division in these hyper-partisan times, and now literally somebody at the root is calling on black people to start barking at white people to intimidate them into silence, or simply to intimidate women on their own. And these people, again, they're the anti-racists, we're the racists, okay. So Black Panther's doing extremely well at the box office as the culture wars intensify. Actually, people who've watched the film have told me, I haven't had a chance to watch it, but people who've watched it and reviewed it have basically said that it's basically a battle between hyper-ethno-nationalism, black supremacy, and the main character who at the end of the movie becomes more of a classical liberal, and reason and logic tends to win the day. So this movie is the complete opposite of what everyone thinks it is, with this whole liberation theology they've invested into. It's actually, from one perspective, it's an alt-right dream, and from another, the whole Black Lives Matter mantra gets demolished in the movie because they're the bad guys. So whatever people are transposing onto this Black Panther movie isn't really working out. There you see a screenshot that I did for my video with the main character with a Make America Great Again hat on, because again, a lot of aspects of Wakanda are stuff that literally Trump has advocated and is trying to implement. But no, that doesn't matter. They're just using this film for division. Meanwhile, another headline here, Hollywood elites blast Clint Eastwood's film for not portraying sympathetic terrorists. Now, this is exactly what I predicted would happen. So Clint Eastwood made a movie, very interesting movie, it's definitely one I want to watch, about the Paris train attack. You remember that a couple of years ago, where the terrorists tried to carry out a massacre on a train heading to Paris. Those three US soldiers intervened, stopped a terrorist attack. One of them was black, by the way. He's literally a black hero because he plays himself in the movie as well. So you've got an actual black hero, not somebody who prances around in a leotard on a stage like in Black Panther, but an actual African-American hero who stopped a terrorist. Nobody knows about him. Nobody cares about him. But Clint Eastwood's movie, 1517 to Paris, they use the same guys who actually stopped the terrorists. The original guys are in the movie. Of course, Clint Eastwood's a conservative. Hollywood literally has to have secret societies of conservatives simply for them to be able to talk to each other and still have careers. They have to do it behind the scenes. It's all hush-hush. So now a wave of negative reviews is pouring in for Clint Eastwood's movie. and we're going to read some of them here. Slant Magazine talks about the film's departure from the surprisingly visceral and nuanced book, and says that one misses the prismatic structure of 1517 to Paris. And basically they go on to say that the terrorist in the movie, who is stopped by the heroes, is not portrayed sympathetically enough. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, even UK Daily Mail, chastises this movie for its obsession with firearms. And again, the fact that the terrorist is, you know, portrayed as a bad guy, God forbid. Imagine if there was a white supremacist with an AK-47 who tried to massacre people on a train, and then Hollywood made a movie about it. Would the reviewers at the Daily Mail, at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, at the Daily Beast, would the reviewers be complaining about the fact that the white supremacist terrorist wasn't portrayed sympathetically enough? Look at it that way, and yet that's exactly what they're doing with this Clint Eastwood movie, while they fawn and worship at the feet of the Black Panther movie. Very interesting clash there. Very interesting case study for the intensified culture wars that we're now experiencing in America. We'll be back to talk about it after the break. Infowars.com. Don't go.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
On the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to get back into the news in a second, but I want to tell you about some of the great specials we have available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, including this limited time sale, which is Super Blue 50% off. We're quickly running out of our best-selling Super Blue products, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine to give you a fluoride-free smile. If you're not using this product at this point, I mean, come on. Everybody uses fluoride-free toothpaste, anyone who knows about the effects of fluoride anyway. So why not get it from us? We're going to have to take this sale down in a few days as we're almost sold out. And it will be at least a month before we can get this Super Blue back at its low price. So there's no time to wait. Make sure to get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Massive 50% off discount. And that's not the only discount. We've got the iCurin at 50% off. Cellforce at 53% off. The Real Red Pill at 50% off, and Pollen Block at 50% off. All those discounts will be ending soon at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the new product, which I've been taking, which is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is the anti-inflammatory support nutritional supplement. I've been taking this. I had a chest problem, which was causing problems with breathing. It was basically an inflammation of the chest. It's a problem I've had before. Been taking this product for about a week and a half now, and it's really alleviated a lot of the symptoms with that anti-inflammatory support. It is Bodies Whole Body Support. You can read the reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. It's basically turmeric, and we don't broadcast, we don't cheerlead the benefits of turmeric in terms of alleviating mood as well. I mean, there are lots of scientific studies, double-blind studies, which show that it, in some cases, outperforms actual antidepressants in terms of lifting your mood. We're not selling it on that basis. We're selling it on the anti-inflammatory support, which I can personally testify has worked wonders for me in just the 10 days I've been taking it. It is Bodies. It's available right now for $49.95, and that is a 120-capsule bottle. You take two a day. So that is going to last you for 2 months. If you have problems with your joints, if you have problems with flexibility, if you've got inflammatory problems, Bodies could be the solution for you. And look at those 4.9 independent reviews out of 18 reviews. So other people have got it. They're raving about it on InfoWarsStore.com. It is Bodies, and I can personally recommend that. Just in the 10 days that I've been taking it, I've noticed a definite improvement. You can also select a delivery every 60 days or every 180 days. With the auto ship option, you get a 10% discount on that on top of the discount we're already running. So if you forget to order it, obviously we take a lot of supplements. Sometimes we forget to order them. The auto ship means you don't have to continually reorder. It does it for you. And of course, you can cancel at any time. You're not locked into any kind of contract. And you get a massive discount on top of the one already offered. And of course, that's available on our other products as well. That is Bodies Whole Body Support, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, along with those other huge 50% discounts, 50% plus in some cases, including on the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Support this network. It's more important than ever before by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I was talking before the break about this new Clint Eastwood movie, The 1517 to Paris, released at the same time as Black Panther. Now, I'm not saying that it's on the same level as Black Panther. Obviously, Black Panther's a huge Marvel blockbuster. It's got a giant budget, probably like 10, 15 times bigger than Clint Eastwood's. But this is a movie that interested me because the original story interested me, and because the three main actors are the real heroes who stopped the actual terrorist. I mean, I'm not going to expect Oscar-level acting skills from them, but that's not why the movie is being denounced. It's being denounced because they don't treat the terrorist with enough kid gloves and enough sympathy. The Daily Beast, a reviewer at the Daily Beast, stated the film was, quote, more mind-numbing than his empty chair speech, and called it a stunning misfire of the terrorist, said the Daily Beast. As for the villain in question, Eastwood primarily films his hands, sneakers, arms, and back, all as a means of making him some sort of faceless, existential threat, a symbolic vehicle for Stone's greater purpose. Now, of course, why they did that is because they want all the attention, all the glory to go to the actual American heroes that stopped the terrorists. That's why they don't endlessly focus on the terrorist himself. But the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette review lamented the exclusion of, quote, any hint of the terrorist motivation. So again, they're more interested in the excuses as to why the terrorists carried out the attack. Maybe it was, you know, France's involvement in the war against ISIS or whatever. But again, that's not what the focus of the movie was about. The focus of the movie is about the heroes. That literally triggered all these far left reviewers, because we can't have American heroes being depicted as American heroes. There has to be some kind of divisive wedge issue or some kind of identity politics obsession inserted into every single movie. I mean, they're now saying the BAFTAs, which is the UK Film Awards, if they don't have a diversity message in the movie by 2019, it's not going to be even considered for an award. It's literal re-education brainwashing, to the point where if these movies don't pass purity tests, if they don't fawn to left-wing dogmas, to left-wing obsession with identity politics, they're going to get bad reviews. I mean, that is the ultimate kind of communist system, where all the art has to be filtered, all the movies has to be filtered through this government censor before it can even be commented on in any kind of neutral way. I mean, that is chilling. Even the Daily Mail wrote, which is a, you know, typically right-wing publication, wrote about this movie, the Clint Eastwood movie, that his three heroes, quote, in that sacred American way, their Christianity is not incompatible with an obsession with firearms. Continued that the narrative throbs with Eastwood's conviction, shared as we know by President Trump, that the best way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. So they can't tolerate for a second the message that in some cases, terrorists, mass murderers are stopped by responsible people with firearms. So on that basis alone, because it doesn't pass the purity test of these far-left publications, they gave it a negative review. So this is the whole situation right now, where if you don't bow and scrape and grovel and genuflect to all these left-wing ideologues, these left-wing dogmas, you're not even going to get a fair hearing on any kind of art, on any kind of movie. And that's fundamentally bad for society, because it encourages people to make boring crap that's not driven by plot, but driven by, again, fawning obsequiousness to these left-wing dogmas. That's always going to produce boring, stale, samey, predictable content. And that's exactly what's starting to happen now in the rest of Hollywood, which is why their box office income has plummeted. We've seen the figures. It's, what is it? They had the worst summer last year for about 10, 15 years. Even though there's more people going to the movies because the population is far greater than it was 15 years ago. But still, income is down because people are turning away from this social justice indoctrination. We also see that with the NFL, of course. People are turning away from that. The polls on the NFL said that people were turning off because they don't want politics in their sports. I mean, that's why when Vince McMahon launched the alternative to the NFL, the XFL, he made a point of saying we're not going to have politics constantly inserted, injected into everything. People are sick of it. The left-wing intelligentsia is not sick of it. And that's why they're panning Clint Eastwood's movie, because he dares to portray authentic Americana. We will be back on the Alex Jones Show in the next segment. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Are you like me now? We're live. It is the Alex Jones Show. Milo Yiannopoulos is coming up in the third and fourth hours, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But let's recap what we started the show with, which is this top story, which is also on the Drudge Report. It is, kill the NRA sign appears on billboard in Louisville, Kentucky. This sign has been up since Friday, at least since Friday. It was still up as of yesterday evening, or Monday evening, I believe. That's right, yesterday evening. Kill the NRA. Resist 45, obviously a reference to the resistance movement against President Trump. This is a sign of the divisive, violent rhetoric that is plaguing the political discourse right now. This follows just days after our big exclusive story about the Facebook group. I think the name of the group was Milkshakes for the Republican Party, which was, by the way, removed by Facebook days later. They were slow off the starting gun again on that. But on that Facebook page, we featured the quotes. Absolutely shocking. This is the quote from the Facebook page on this far-left group after the Florida shooting. It said, quote, "Dear crazed shooters, the GOP has frequent baseball practice. You really want to be remembered? That's how you do it. Signed, Americans tired of our politicians bathing in the blood of the innocent for a few million dollars from the terrorist organization NRA. That was literally put out as a public post on Facebook, calling the NRA a terrorist group, decrying politicians bathing in the blood of the innocent while calling for terrorist attacks and bloody shootings. Like, do they not get the irony there? There was another post on this Facebook page which read, quote, "You remember the shooting at the Republican baseball game?" Of course, a reference to the James T. Hodgkinson attempted massacre, which thankfully claimed no lives, obviously severely injured Congressman Scalise. The post went on to say, "One of those should happen every week until those NRA-funded SOBs do something about this." So they're openly calling for politically motivated terrorist attacks in response to this horrific shooting. Now, of course, we've got CNN, we've got MSNBC using these kids as propaganda tools. Again, their favorite tactic is to use children as cheerleaders, as dog whistles for their anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment message. Oh, by the way, one of the kids involved in this school shooting, one of the survivors, is a fan of InfoWars, follows me on Twitter, is pro-Second Amendment. You don't see him on CNN, do you? No. They've only picked the students who are anti-gun. Of course, in Florida, you're going to get a lot of people who are growing up in conservative families who understand and cherish the Second Amendment. Those kids, those survivors, aren't on CNN. Instead, we've got this headline out of CNN. Parkland students show why 16-year-olds should be able to vote. They're literally calling for 16. I mean, when I was 16, I literally thought communism was fantastic, that capitalism was to blame for all the ills in the world. I was stupid. I was naive. Who knows anything about anything when they're 16 years old? Now you've got some of these kids who are being put up on television. Some of these videos that we've embedded in this article, up on Infowars.com, there's an article about this, where they're practicing lines. They're being told by people off camera what to say. In one case, that's what it looks like. Now, that's not to take away from the absolute horror of the experience that these kids went through. But they are being used to push a political message in the aftermath of this. Now CNN is calling on basically the law to be changed and 16-year-olds being given the right to vote. It says the real adults in the room are the youth from Parkland, Florida. Again, excluding the youth who actually support the Second Amendment. Nobody wants to speak to them. Nobody wants them on camera, do they? Because that wouldn't jive, would it? That wouldn't fit their message. Continues, who are speaking out about the need for meaningful gun control laws. They are proving that civic engagement among young people can make a difference. The ironic part, they can't even vote yet. Goes on to say several municipalities in the United States allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in local elections. So there's a good tweet in response to this which said basically, if your ideas are dependent on needing 16-year-olds to vote for them, maybe they aren't good ideas. What in the heck does any 16-year-old know about anything, much less these complex, nuanced political debates? That's not to say that we shouldn't encourage young people to get involved in the political process, but to give 16-year-olds the vote. I mean, come on. What's next? 12-year-olds? Maybe 10-year-olds? Isn't it a coincidence that they want to give people the vote because they're the most easily swayed by propaganda, because at such a young age, you tend to take the most simplistic explanation of anything, and then that becomes your own political dogma. You grow up. You become an actual adult and realize that things are just a little bit more complicated than that, which is why we tend to have the voting age a little bit older. But now CNN is calling on 16 and 17-year-olds to be able to vote in elections, just by coincidence, because they're probably going to vote in slightly larger numbers for all the policies that CNN would support, including, of course, restrictive gun control measures. Now, as another example of this, the divisive rhetoric that we're seeing, this is on my Twitter. If you go on there and scroll down a little bit, this will pop up. It's a tweet by somebody called Wakanda Flocka Flame, a reference again to the Black Panther movie. This guy is literally wearing a communist hammer and sickle t-shirt. Here we have an irony of a guy wearing a t-shirt that symbolizes mass murder, and he's lecturing everyone else about mass murder. The tweet says this. This is not just some random... This got tweeted, retweeted 12,300 times. It got 41,000 likes on Twitter in the past 2 days. You see it up on screen now for TV viewers. It says, I've been to public high school, and black and Latin student kids brought guns and knives to school every day. Oh, great. And no one ever got shot or stabbed. Yeah, because there's literally no shootings or stabbings by black kids or Latino kids. That never happens in America. They don't form a significant part of violent crime statistics. That's not happening. And this guy went to school with kids who brought guns and knives in every day. And they were well-behaved children. Nothing ever went wrong. He finishes by saying, kids aren't the problem, white kids are. So again, every single event, they seize on it to push this divisive identity politics, this obsession with racism. Now, Slate, of all publications, Slate, which is a left-wing publication, did a study into mass shooters. They found that the demographics on ethnicity of mass shooters correlate almost exactly with the demographics of the American population. So the amount of white shooters correlates almost directly. In fact, white people are slightly underrepresented in mass shootings per head as part of the population, the general population. Of course, you've got some Hispanic shooters, some black shooters. It tends to correlate with population demographics. So this entire narrative that the only people who carry out mass shootings are white kids, yes, the majority are white kids because white people are the majority in the United States. Slate proved it. This is not Newsmax. This is not WorldNet Daily. This is not Breitbart. This is not InfoWars. This is a left-wing publication. They proved that demographics correlated with mass shootings. So again, completely wrong, completely insane, completely unhinged to say the problem is white kids. Even more unhinged to say, oh, my friends bought in knives and guns to school every day. They were black, they were Latino. We didn't have any problems. Absolutely incredible, but this is the rhetoric we're seeing in the aftermath of the Parkland massacre. We're also seeing Jim Carrey, in another bizarre tweet that he came out with, headline sick, Jim Carrey tweets to teen survivor graphic cartoon of school massacre with anti-Trump message. This is a Gateway Pundit article. Actor-comedian Jim Carrey created an anti-Trump work of art showing bloody dead bodies of dead students killed in the Parkland, Florida school massacre, and tweeted it to a teen student survivor of the attack. Now, this cartoon basically shows Trump on the golf course pitching golf balls on a silhouette, in a silhouette before a fairway littered with bloody bodies of children. Trump is shown yelling, "What's wrong with these kids? Didn't they hear me yell for?" So he's literally blaming directly Donald Trump for the Florida school massacre. By the way, number of mass shootings during Obama's term, 41. Number of shootings blamed on Obama, 0. But Trump's at fault for the Florida massacre. We'll be back to talk more about it. This is the Alex.
1 out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Alex Jones Show. Before I get back into the news, let's talk about some of the great deals available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We talked about limited time sales ending soon. That is 50% off a bunch of different products, notably Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Again, this sale is going to be taken down in a few days because we're running out. It's not going to be available at that price again for a while. It is the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. You should be buying this product anyway. How many years have we been talking about the dangers of sodium fluoride? You can get it from us at this great discount price. Look at those reviews. 4.8 out of 3,384 independent reviews on InfoWarsStore.com for the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Again, you can select the auto-ship option to get an even bigger discount. Have it delivered every 6 hours. How annoying is it when you run out of toothpaste, when you don't have toothpaste? Those days will be gone. If you select the auto ship option, you will never have that problem, and you will be getting a great product at a great discount. You can select from 14 to 90 days on the auto ship option. It is Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got iCurin, available at the introductory price of $19.95. That is 50% off. The more toxins and diseases that find their way into your system, the more important it is that your body's detox systems can keep up. Because your liver and kidneys are without a doubt the most important detoxifiers. It's time you took care of them like they take care of you with iCurin from InfoWars Life. Again, that is available right now at 50% off. Massive discount. It is a 30-day liver cleanse available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Out of every reviewer, and it's a new product, so there are only four reviews, every single person has given it 5 stars. No higher approval possible on the iCurin product, which is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Huge discounts. Please support us today by stocking up on all those great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, CNN, MSNBC, and the usual suspects are trying to turn this Florida school shooting into basically a baseball bat to beat Trump over the head with. We had the massive scandal over the weekend, if you remember, Trump visiting some of the victims in hospital, and you know what he did? You know what that evil son of a gun did? He actually smiled on camera. Now, let's not talk about the fact that in these pictures, the rest of the family and the victim, the girl who's in the hospital bed recovering, they've also got beaming smiles from ear to ear. No. Trump's bad because he's doing exactly the same thing in the photograph as the victim and as the family members of the victim are doing. They tried to pin that on him as well. Literally, the derangement has reached levels unparalleled. You've got them worshipping North Korean dictators, people involved in that brutal, horrific regime, worshipping them for smiling at the Winter Olympics. They're great. They literally have hundreds of thousands of political dissidents in incarceration camps who get tortured to death. But she's great because she smiled and she gave Mike Pence the side eye and she really owned him. The media's worshipping her. Meanwhile, Trump smiles in a hospital photo with the rest of the family members and the victim smiling, but he's bad. Absolutely incredible double standard. There you see some of the pictures. The staff members are all smiling, trying to raise everyone's spirits in what must be a horrible, horrible time. But no, Trump's bad for doing that. Then you have the obvious political narrative going against Trump, blaming him for the massacre. Now we have this article from Daily Caller. Hero coach who laid down his life protecting students was a Trump supporter. One of the heroes who lost his life during the Florida school shooting this week appears to have been a Trump supporter. These are the Facebook likes of the late football coach Aaron Feist, who died using his body as a human shield to protect students from flying bullets at Stoneman Douglas High School. So they went through his Facebook likes. It was all Donald Trump. It was anti-socialist stuff. It was spicy memes against socialism, all kinds of good stuff. Again, they circled his likes. He likes Ben Shapiro, a bunch of different conservative websites. He likes Donald J. Trump. So this effort to pin this on Trump is completely asinine. As I said in the previous segment, one of the survivors, one of the victims of this attack, who took some of the iconic photographs of them hiding under the desks, hiding under the tables, hiding under the chairs, he's an InfoWars fan, huge InfoWars fan. I was talking to him on Twitter. So some of the victims were Trump supporters, some of them were Trump haters. Doesn't matter. Why are you trying to politicize this by blaming Trump when literally the hero who threw himself in front of the victims was a Trump supporter? Now, if this massacre was motivated by somebody's support for Trump, which doesn't appear to be the case, it appears to have been motivated by the fact that this guy was a nihilistic loser, then yeah, that may have been part of the discussion, but it wasn't. I mean, there was an attempted terrorist attack before Christmas, which we reported on, where it was a Muslim convert who was planning to shoot up Pier 39 in San Francisco and murder a bunch of people. He was a supporter of Antifa. He was a Muslim convert. It was obviously a politically motivated attack. Thankfully, it was stopped. But again, if it's politically motivated, then yes, it's right to talk about it and to talk about the environment that we're in right now. But these school shootings, obviously, the vast majority of them are just carried out by nihilistic loner losers who've had terrible parenting, terrible backgrounds, and that's what we need to address in society, the atomization of these young people. You can't just pin it on Donald Trump because you've got Trump derangement syndrome like Jim Carrey I mean, let's flash back to that Gateway Pundit headline. Jim Carrey tweets to teen survivor graphic cartoon of school massacre with anti-Trump message. So he's literally scrawled this cartoon in his fever. And it shows Trump pitching a golf ball with the golf green littered with dead bodies of children. Absolutely incredible. He added the quote, "What's wrong with these kids? Didn't they hear me yell, 4? Again, there were 41 mass shootings during Barack Obama's presidential term. How many was he blamed for by people like Jim Carrey, by people on the left? 0. The first major mass shooting after, of course, the Las Vegas massacre, which they also tried to blame on Trump, by the way, even though most of the victims would have been Trump supporters, typically at a country music rock concert. Again, immediately, their Trump derangement syndrome takes hold. Literally everything, every mass casualty event, everything they have to pin on him because they need to tie it into their derangement. Meanwhile, some of the victims, some of the survivors were Trump supporters. So you're disrespecting those people when you do that. But again, this is the divisive environment that we live in, and it's reached levels of hysteria that we haven't seen. I've certainly never seen in my entire history of covering news, basically. Where we got to the point where far-left writers at the root are calling on black people to start barking at white people and intimidating women in elevators. For what reason? For what reason, do I ask? We're supposed to be coming together as a society in these difficult times. These people constantly driving wedges over and over again. And the far right appreciates that too. They need each other. They riff off of each other. So the hysteria on the fringes continues to build because it benefits both sides. Absolutely incredible. Switching gears for a moment, though, this is out of the Washington Post, and Donald Trump tweeted about this morning. Trump accuser keeps telling her story, hoping someone will finally listen. This is the same woman who has accused Donald Trump of sexually harassing her over and over again. People are listening. She's been on countless television shows. She's got the front page headline in the Washington Post. Trump completely denies it. He tweeted this morning, "A woman I don't know, and to the best of my knowledge never met, is on the front page of the fake news Washington Post saying I kissed her for 2 minutes in the lobby of Trump Tower 12 years ago. Never happened. Who would do this in a public space with live security? Cameras running." So Trump's calling it another false accusation. The Washington Post is running with a headline that nobody's listening to this woman. She was on Megyn Kelly's show for like half an hour in December talking about this. She's been in the Washington Post. She's been in numerous other publications. People are listening. It just seems like they're not believing. And that's the problem we have here. Remember, this woman who claims that Trump kissed her, that he accosted her at Trump Tower, went on Megyn Kelly's show and said, characterized Trump asking for her phone number as sexual harassment. Remember that? So again, you've got this whole Me Too movement, which is being, again, completely politicized, completely hijacked by people on the far left to demean Donald Trump, once again, tying every single thing into their Trump derangement syndrome. Whether Trump should address this, who knows? Maybe that's a mistake, but people aren't going to tell him what to tweet, as we've found out by now. But this is a woman who's got relentless saturation media coverage, and yet she's on the front page of the Washington Post saying, no one's listening. People are listening, people aren't believing, and that seems to be the problem with these relentless sexual assault accusations against Donald Trump. We'll be back after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The scientists at